If you have your Bibles, turn to Joshua chapter 1. We started there last week, and we talked about, just to give those that maybe didn't hear this last week, a little update. We were in Joshua. Moses has now died and passed away, and now Joshua has assumed command over the Israelite army, or Israelite people, sorry, Israelite people. I got military on the mind. And so he has now assumed control, and the Lord has told him what is up next, has given him the marching orders, his charge, and he told him at the end, he said, Joshua, in Joshua 1:9, he says, "Have I not commanded you, Joshua, to be strong and courageous? Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And that is what we focused on last week, and telling you all that God brings, he gives us promise, he gives us power, and he also gives us his presence. And so I reminded you of that last week in Joshua 1:9 and through the first part of Joshua, and told you how we need to rely on God as well, that we have his promise, that we have his power, and we also have his presence. And so as Joshua is preparing to take the Israelites across the Jordan into the promised land, God is preparing him to take leadership and to take on and do this monumental task of taking a whole people group across the body of water. Sound familiar? It's happened once, I think. And so Joshua is being prepared. And so through Joshua chapter 1:1-9, is God and Joshua kind of having that conversation. And then we pick up in Joshua chapter 1:10-18, which is where we're going to be today. And I want you to see how Joshua takes confidence in what God has called him to do. Now, there's things that we can pull from Joshua's story today that we can be encouraged about, that we can instill in our own lives as well. And so I want to start off by reading Joshua chapter 1:10-11, and then we'll come back and discuss it. It says this, "Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, 'Pass through the midst of the camp and command the people, saying, prepare provisions for yourself. For within 3 days you are to cross this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess it.'" Now, you got to understand what they've just come off of. Remember, this is 40 years of wandering. They're still, remember the manna from heaven that God provided? They're still eating that manna that God provides for them. And so to hear these words, okay, Joshua has been encouraged. God has charged him and said, this is what you're going to do. And now he's going through camp. He's commanding his officers to go through camp, to make provisions, to tell the people to prepare, to break camp, because in 3 days, we're making the journey across the Jordan River into the promised land. Now, you got to remember that there's a whole generation that has passed away now because, remember, they were disobedient. They didn't believe that God was going to protect them in the promised land. So God let them wander the desert, the wilderness, for 40 years. And now this is their offspring ready to take charge and go over into the promised land. Now, you have to understand, too, that the promised land is full of people groups. People groups that God has said, has told them, listen, when you go into the promised land, I will give you the power. I will give those people into your hands. All you have to do is be faithful to go. And so Joshua, with great confidence, takes what God has told him in Joshua 1:9, where he says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And you see in that verses 10-11 that God has, or that Joshua has taken what God has told him, and he leads with confidence as he goes through the camp with his officers, preparing the people to break camp and to make the journey. Let's continue on. In verses 12-15, we meet the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. Now, there's something interesting, and it goes along well with our veterans, and also it goes along well with you folks out here that are cattle farmers. You see, the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, they were cattle farmers. And so as they were sitting in this land where they were, they knew that this land was good for cattle. And so in Numbers, I'm just going to jump over there. You can just listen. In Numbers, okay, a book of the Bible that many probably don't just leisurely read, but there's really good stuff in there. And so Numbers 32, we meet a little bit more of these people, and why Moses is still alive, these folks, the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, come to Moses, and they say, and I'm just going to read part of this to you, in 32, verses 16 through 24, says this. So they came near to him, that's Moses, and said, "We will build here sheepfolds for our livestock, cities for our little ones, but we ourselves will be armed and ready to go before the sons of Israel until we have brought them to their place. While our little ones live in the fortified cities because of the inhabitants of the land, we will not return to our homes until every one of the sons of Israel has possessed his inheritance. For we will not have an inheritance with them on the other side of the Jordan and beyond, because our inheritance has fallen to us on this side of the Jordan River, or the Jordan toward the east." So Moses said to them, "If you will do this, if you will arm yourselves before the Lord for the war, and all of you armed men cross over the Jordan before the Lord until he has driven his enemies out of the land before him, and the land is subdued before the Lord, then afterwards you shall return and be free from obligation toward the Lord and toward Israel. And this land shall be yours for a possession before the Lord. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. Build yourselves cities for your little ones and sheepfolds for your sheep, and do what you have promised." Now see, when they came to Moses originally, Moses said, remember, you're doing exactly what your forefathers did. You're trying to bail. You don't want to go across because you're afraid of what you see. But the cool thing about the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh is they said, no, we're not, we don't want to bail. We believe what God is doing. We're saying this land over here we feel would more fit us. And so if you will let us, if God will allow it, we would like to stay here with our cattle and our family and raise our folks on this side of the east of the Jordan. And so Moses says, if you will do this, and then not only to sweeten that, they say, listen, we will not only, if you'll let us do this, we will be the first ones to lead the charge across the Jordan and able to inherit the land. So these are cattle farmers and their soldiers. That fits kind of today, doesn't it? And they're willing to lead the charge, because and that shows great faith on their behalf. It's a total night and day from the first people group, their forefathers, who didn't want to even venture to the land. It's a night and day, and now they're saying, we don't necessarily want to go over there, but we understand and believe what God is doing, and so we want to make our way over there, and we're gonna lead the charge for you. We will go in front of everybody else and lead the charge. And that's exactly what they do. And we find in Joshua chapter 22, you don't have to turn it, I'll just read it to you. Joshua chapter 22, verses 1 through 6, that they do indeed fulfill that promise. And then verse 1 of chapter 22 says, "Then Joshua summoned the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half tribe of Manasseh, and said to them, 'You have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, and you have listened to my voice in all that I commanded you. You have not forsaken your brothers these many days to this day, but have kept charge of the commandment of the Lord your God. And now the Lord your God has given you given rest to your brothers as he spoke to them. Therefore, turn now and go to your tents, to the land of your possession, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you beyond the Jordan. Only be very careful to observe the commandment and the law which Moses, your servant of the Lord, commanded you, to love the Lord your God and walk in his ways and keep his commandments always. And hold fast to him and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul.' So Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their tents." So a quick summary of what they did. They came to Moses and said, "Listen, Moses, this land is good for us. We feel like God, if God is okay with it, we would like to stay here and build it." Moses said, "Don't forget what your forefathers, don't act like your forefathers. You can't just stay here and chicken out." They said, "No, we want to help. We're going to be the first ones to go. We're going to take our valiant warriors. We're going to lead the charge into the promised land." They do that. They fulfill what they told Moses they would do. And in Joshua chapter 22, we see it come full circle where Joshua says, "You have indeed done what you told me you would do. Now go back and possess the land." Those men kept their word. That they would lead the people into the Jordan or into the Promised Land and take care of whatever they needed to take care of. They kept their word. So, verses 10 through 11, we see Joshua's confidence in fulfilling the charge which God had laid on him. In verses 12 through 15, we see the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half tribe of Manasseh keeping their word, making sure that the people of Israel make it into the Jordan and keeping their promise of making sure that they make it there. And then in verses 16 through 18, we see we're going to take a step away. We're going to see the response of the people to Joshua. Okay? So you have Joshua's confidence in how he fulfilled the charge that God laid on his heart. Then you have this people group, the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half tribe of Manasseh, and their little story. And now you see in verses 16 through 18 the response of how the people have to Joshua's leadership. In verses 16 through 18 says this. So Joshua has talked, gone to them, said, "Prepare for 3 days. We're going to make that journey." Then the Reubenites, the Gadites, he went to them and he said, "Listen, you need to prepare because we're going to go. And you're the ones that are going to lead the charge. You're the ones that are going to be in front and take care of business. And God is with you." Then in 16 through the end of the chapter, he says, "They answered Joshua saying, 'All that you have commanded us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we obeyed Moses in all things, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Anyone who rebels against your commandments, at your command, and does not obey your words in all that you command him, shall be put to death. Only be strong and courageous." So now you have in Joshua 1:9, you have God telling Joshua to be strong and courageous. And now, at the end of Joshua chapter 1, the people are reminding Joshua to be strong and courageous. They respond well to Joshua's leadership because not only is he leading well, he's fulfilling what God has called him to do. He is carrying it out. He is doing and following God's will for his life. And not only that, but he is keeping his word. The Reubenites, the Gadites, the half-tribe of Manasseh, they are keeping their word. So if I could tell you one thing this morning, two things really, it would be this. First and foremost, always follow God's will for your life. When you're in the will of God and you're doing what he's called you to do, he's going to bless you and you're going to see miraculous things happen. But you must be in the will of God. You must know what God has for you. You see, Joshua knew what the will of God was for his life. To fulfill, to take over from Moses, and to lead the Israelites across the Jordan into the Promised Land. The Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh knew what it was, the will of God was for their life. And they kept their promise as they said, "If you will provide this land for us, we will indeed lead the charge into the Promised Land." And in verse 22, we see that they kept their word. And Joshua keeps his word as well as he continues to lead strongly. And as we move our way through the book of Joshua, we are going to see how Joshua does a great job in the leadership role. Why? Because he is following God's will. If you take a step back into Exodus and you look at the Israelites before, as they're wandering the desert, as they're dealing with these things, you see a group of people that is very doubtful. They get, God provides for them, and then a little while later they begin to doubt. God provides for them, and a little while later they begin to doubt. And now you're seeing a people group that is different. It's a whole other generation, and God is leading them across the Jordan River. And they're under new leadership. Not that Moses was bad, but Moses is now dead and gone, and Joshua assumes command, and he is leading with courageous. Into the promise. Folks, I wanted to encourage you this morning to follow God's will. Follow God's will and keep your word. Keep the promise that you made to God to follow His will, to live that life for Him, that covenant that you have made between Him and you. Keep it and live it out each and every day. That is what I want to encourage you to do today. Because as we look at Joshua and how he leads, that's exactly what he does. And that's what we're called to be strong and courageous. To not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord our God is with us wherever we go. A little paraphrase. And as we look back on these stories in the Old Testament, we can draw truths from them for our lives. And we can apply those truths through the light of the gospel and what God has called us to do in Matthew chapter 28, 18 through 20, and Acts 1, 8, that we are to go and share the gospel with all the nations. That we are to go and make disciples. We're to teach and to train and raise up soldiers for Christ. That we are to build up God's army while we are here on this earth. That is what we're to do. It starts at home with your family and your direct circle of influence. And it goes out from there. At work, at home, at church, wherever it might be. Making disciples, training them, teaching them to love and obey the Lord's commands. That's what we're called to do. And I encourage you to do that this morning. To follow God each and every day. To be in His will, and to keep your word to Him. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for the many blessings You give us. We thank You for the opportunity we've had here this morning, Lord, to open Your word. To let it wash over us, Father. Lord, as we look at Joshua's life, and Lord, we look at how he leads courageously, Father. Lord, we pray that we would step to the challenge, that we would also lead courageously, Lord, that we would follow Your will for our lives. Lord, as we look at these, at the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, Father, as they promised Moses and God that they would do what they commanded, and they were said they would do, and they finish it up and they do it. God, we pray that we could be like that. Lord, that we would be people of our word and following You. And Lord, wherever You call us, pray that we would go. Lord, we love You so much. We ask this all in Your name. Amen. Let's stand and sing.